Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest, Alex Park, who is a student at the MSU College of Veterinary Medicine. And Alex is studying to be a holistic vet. Alex, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. The reason we wanted to have you is because holistic is really a different approach than a lot of people take. In this day and age, a lot of people who are studying veterinary medicine are looking to specialize and go into very narrow areas of veterinary medicine. What made you choose holistic, which kind of is in the opposite direction?
Well, the reason I chose holistic was because I believe that there were more natural remedies and ways to treat animals than, you know, having to use the conventional route of pharmaceuticals. And it turns out there is. And in terms of nutritional therapy, acupuncture, and all those different holistic modalities. So I'm really happy that there is an alternative, and you know, it's minimally invasive and it's more natural, and that's what got me sold.
What would say led you to this point now that you're at MSU as a vet student? What led you to here in your past, if you want to be brief, that might say that as a veterinarian aspiring person put you in this situation?
I guess as growing up, my parents never really pushed kind of drugs on me in terms of, you know, if I was sick here, they didn't really push, mm-hmm. you know, too much pharmaceuticals. And I guess I kind of learned from that. And when I came to vet school, it's very heavily pharmaceutical based. And I think that's because of the more conventional medicine here, you know, even in human medicine, it's very heavily pharmaceutical based.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just didn't really seem to me to be the most, healthy thing, you know, to be giving animals synthetic compounds to make up for their deficiencies.
Now, tell me something. Are you a lone star at veterinary school, or are there others like you that actually feel the same way?
No, actually, there's a club. We actually have a club,
mm-hmm. wow.
and the Integrative Medicine Club, and they're a great bunch of people, and everyone's very supportive, and we're all trying to help each other through this, because we know that we're a very small part of the population in terms of people who are trying to specialize or become more aware of holistic medicine.
And how are you received by your faculty and mentors at the school? Do they have an open mind at this, or do you do this in the secrecy of so you're not found out about?
Oh, I mean, people know about us. I would say that holistic medicine and alternative medicine is not really mentioned too much within the curriculum. Actually, mm-hmm. not at all within the curriculum. It's very hard to do the holistic thing and also try to go and get through vet school as well.
Really?
It's pretty difficult because they're two different ways. I feel like they're completely different in terms of mm-hmm. the way you look at an animal, the way you treat an animal.
Mm-hmm. You tend to cringe occasionally when you're confronted with some of those situations?
It's just very, it's kind of, you know, I'm torn because, you know, I have to learn the conventional side to be successful in vet school and to mm-hmm. be, you know, a successful doctor as well, because, mm-hmm. you know, knowing that background is just so valuable when you're trying to mm-hmm. learn holistic medicine as well, because then you have two different modalities. You can, mm-hmm. you know, you can use a holistic side or a conventional medicine side. But school doesn't really teach you that. They really don't focus anything on holistic medicine.
Now, you were, even though there are several at MSU Vet School, you were chosen specifically and recognized and sent to a special program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the AHVMA, the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, mm-hmm. they have their annual conference, and I wrote a scholarship I wrote an essay that got chosen for a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an all-expense-paid trip down to San Diego where the conference was held this summer. And they paid for my flight and my hotel stay and the program. And it was great. It was a great experience. I met so many wonderful people down there. Everyone down there was super supportive. And their goal, like seeing me, a student who was interested in holistic medicine, just, you know, raised their spirits. They're just so happy to see that, you know, it's
next generation.
And they just offered so much, you know, advice, and they offered so much, you know, just a chance, like resources. They they would say, yeah, email me if you have any issues with this, or if you need anybody to talk to about this, just let me know. And then people down there, they were just so supportive, and just the way they greet each other, everyone is very, very close. And, you know, it's not like a handshake, it's more like a hug, you know, and everyone down there, you know, greet each other by their first name. And it was very, very nice to see.
So going into that situation and coming out, were you changed?
Oh, I was, yes. It just shows me how close-knit and tight the community is and, how we're all in it together. It's not something where you're in it by yourself, and it's not something where you're supposed to, you know, feel alone. Even though I'm in vet school and, you know, holistic medicine is not emphasized, I know that there's a community out there, and I know that there are people out there who I can get support from. And yeah, they want to see me succeed, and, you know, they want to see holistic medicine succeed throughout the United States.
Now, Dr. Rice was on the show earlier, and one thing she mentioned is that when she goes to meet with a client, she encourages them to do research on their own. And I go to trade shows and I look at the kind of products and such that are offered in the trade. And I would say over the last 5 or so years, we've actually seen more products show up. And I think it's partly due to the internet and partly to do with just our change in society. But there's a lot more products that complement what you do and how you do it, as far as the type of herbal additives. And can you comment on that? Have you noticed any increase or any wind in the sails of this particular practice and this concept in veterinary practice?
Down at the conference, you know, there was a whole bunch of vendors, and vendors are, you know, companies, pet food companies, holistic companies, and it's great seeing that, because it is just giving people more choice, you know, more options, and letting them know that this other stuff is out there to, you know, for them to treat their animals. And what I hear a lot from holistic practitioners is, you know, oh, what got you started, or how do you get your clientele? It's a lot of referrals, because, you know, people will go to conventional medicine and, you know, their dog or cat has an illness, and they'll go to their veterinarian, and, you know, they'll throw pharmaceuticals at it or whatnot, and the dog or cat won't get better. And then it comes to a point where it's either you heal my animal or euthanasia. And so they'll bring them and become more open-minded, and then bring them to a holistic veterinarian. And that's where the turnaround happens. Or that's what I've heard, you know?
That's what you're hoping for, and that's what you're going towards.
For, yes.
And one of the things that I always feel uncomfortable about, and just the fact that there is options out there, is, you know, when we have a situation where our dog needs to be served up, you know, a few hundred or a few thousand dollars worth of protocol, or we're left with the feeling that, you know, we're doing disservice to our animal, you know, and that's always an awkward situation. And I would imagine that in this situation, for those who may not even be able to accomplish the, you know, $2,000 or $5,000 worth of protocol, you know, pharmaceutical protocol, this gives them at least an avenue they can try and exercise without feeling as if they're being a bad owner.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And it's amazing, you know, it's amazing to see the turnaround, or hear about the testimonials for the turnarounds that, you know, owners and animals have when they visit these holistic veterinarians.
Yeah, how many holistic veterinarians are there practicing in the United States? Is that a number you know? Or?
That is not a number I know.
That's right. That's right. Okay, that's fine. We didn't ask you to bring that number to the table.
Yeah, no, actually, we'll give you a little bit of grace there. But Alex, let me ask this question. When you're talking with other students at the vet school, what is their response to your philosophy? Do they respond with scorn or sarcasm, or do they understand and at least appreciate where you're coming from?
Well, you know, we're all learning. I'm still learning, and I'm still figuring things out as well. And you know, in vet school in the beginning, they tell us to be open-minded. You know, a lot of veterinarians go into the, or a lot of vet students go into the program thinking they're going to be one thing, but, you know, some turn out to be something else, right?
Right.
And so it's not really ever met with much scorn and, or like, you know, or just like, I don't know.
You don't know what you're doing, kid.
Yeah. You know, because
Or why are you doing that?
Yeah, we're all together. Crazy. And we're all learning.
Right,
so, people are very open-minded, and I like that.
Yeah.
And
it's
not really, you know, it's not really anything looked down upon.
Interesting. Well, it sounds like we've met one of the future superstars of the whole concept of holistic veterinary medicine. So, Alex Park, we want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
We've really appreciated getting your perspective, and good luck in what sounds like you're going to be a very successful and fruitful career.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we appreciate it. And Rick, once again, I don't know what to tell you. The clock is our enemy. We've run out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take darn good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs.